Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Always put your shopping cart back. My answer is yes.
Yes.
Whoops. Hold on.
Zip it.
Hold on. Maybe. I didn't mean to hit that. I was trying to turn Tim's mic on, and Tim's mic button is right next to the fire the commercials button.
No, watch your fingers.
My aim was a little off.
That's all right.
Off by a bit.
So when you say take the buggy back, do you mean?
Buggy. We'll take the buggy back, Tim.
We call it the buggy,
we will
too,
take
Tim.
The buggy
to,
back.
Into the store or over to the cart corral.
The buggy corral.
I mean, he does just, old people things, but the buggy, I don't even.
The rotary tea party. The buggy.
Aww.
His candies.
Man,
I know. Who I am, y'all.
I know. God. His last lifetime was not that long ago.
His last lifetime, he was a golden girl.
I think he might have been. It's so stinking cute.
Aww.
Oh, we love it.
Oh, my God.
We say this with love.
I'm here for you.
So, Ryan, what do you do with your buggy?
I usually put it in the cart corral, or if I'm close, I'll bring it back up to the store.
It depends on whatever is closer. But if I go to one of those stores, and there's one that comes to mind immediately where I am tempted to leave it in between two parking spaces, and depending upon how big of a rush I'm in, I might.
Ooh.
If I go to Home Goods and make a heavy purchase that requires a cart for me to take it to my car, and my car is parked too far away from the front door.
They have a cart. They don't have a cart corral,
no,
do they? That's
they
right.
They don't.
The same and with so like Bed Bath and Beyond,
all,
yeah,
all the way
all
back.
Right.
So if it's raining or if it, you know, if I'm in a rush,
you just leave it.
I leave it, and then I feel horrible about it because then I'm wondering, do they have people on staff that it's their job?
Yeah.
Because if they do, well, then I don't feel so bad because now I'm job security by me leaving that cart there.
Or Jen,
right?
or not even about that. What if the wind gets it
and it
jams into someone's new Jaguar?
Yep.
Well, very quickly, someone studied this and figured out there are five different types of shopping cart returners, and here's how that breaks down. There are the people who always return their cart because they have a sense of obligation or they feel bad for making someone else do it. There are the never returners, who feel like, hey, I'm keeping a person employed.
Right.
Like, you know, there are people who are paid to do this. All right. If I put them back, then there's no need for that person to have a job.
I'm in both these camps so far.
It gives someone a job. If everyone returned their cart, that person would be out of work.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then there are the convenience returners, like you, Jen, people who only return their cart if the weather is nice.
And I have time.
Yeah. There are the pressure returners, people who only do it if they know someone's watching.
Yeah. I've had all of these experiences so far.
And then the child-driven returners, meaning parents who make their kids do it or trick them into thinking it's fun.
Jacob does think it's fun, and he will do it sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put it in the stall. So that's easy. That's easy. It's just a couple of spaces over.
It. If they've got the stalls there, they want you to use the stalls.
And if I've got light bags or I don't need a cart to take out to my car, then I'll just kind of shove it in the general direction of where the other ones are neatly lined up, but I won't actually line it up with the others. I just kind of leave it so it's conveniently ready for the person who comes in behind me.
Right.
See, I have a kid, so I always park by the cart corral because if I don't, like if I load her into the car
and then return
and then have to run down to return it, I always have a fear that something's going to happen to her or she'll get kidnapped.
Somebody will jump in your car.
And if I
knows?
Do park far from it, I have to like tote her all the way back to the car. So I always try to park right next to it and return.
Mm-hmm.
James.
How's it going?
Not bad. Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How's it going with you?
Pretty good.
Excellent.
Awesome. I got your headlines here. You pick the real one. You're going to go see our premiere of The Gentleman, okay?
Okay.
All right. So which is it? Is it A, a guy steals his ex's Burger King meal because he's upset another guy bought it for her? Is it B, man arrested for stealing waffle fries from children at Chick-fil-A? Or C, cops chase down man who carjacked woman with 20 pizzas in her car?
I'm going to say C.
No, it's not pizzas today. It's Burger King today. Darn it.
Thanks
but hold on.
Try.
We're going to hook you up anyway, okay, babe?
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, hang on one sec. Yeah, if you lose your girlfriend to another guy because you can't compete with his romantic gestures, like occasionally buying her fast food, maybe you never should have had her in the first place. There's a guy named Irvin Johnson in Austin, Texas. Based on this story, there is not much magic about him. Last Thursday, he found out his ex-girlfriend had gone to Burger King with another dude, and that guy had bought her a meal. Well, Irvin hid in the bushes outside of the woman's apartment, and when she walked up holding the Burger King bag, he snatched it out of her hand and ran off. She called the cops, and he was charged with theft. Theft is theft, guys. Even if it is just Burger King.
That's right. Stealing is stealing.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.